all the number one fear people have is speaking in public. It's the one fear I don't have. Join me for the Love Speak series, where we leave fear behind and we speak love. Loving our story, loving speaking, doing what we love, loving each other, and loving ourselves. Our stories are what connect us and make us better humans. So join me and my Love Speaks friends for some stories, some laughs, some inspiration, some speaker tips, and some unexpected truth. It's the Love Speak series, where a little bit of love goes a long way.
Welcome to the Love Speak series. Here's your host, Sally Lou Loveman.
Okay, so what in the world do our 2020 holidays look like? I mean, they're around the corner, so they're here. I think everyone listening can speak of a tradition that we have to go without. This is the year to suddenly realize that all those traditions that we've been celebrating for years and years and years might not work in this pandemic world that we're living in. So many of us are unable to gather, travel, funds are tight, work is hard. We're worried about the corona spikes, and then all of a sudden it's Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or New Year's Eve. So now what? Well, I love a good tradition. I am a sucker for a good tradition, and I figured I would call upon some of my favorite friends who love the holidays, who are givers, and who can give us a good feeling for the tradition that they are going to have to go without this year, but the new tradition they're replacing it with. So that is that feeling of hope, that feeling of new memories, really, truly. So that's what we're doing here today on the Love Speaks series podcast. We're talking about making new memories in a 2020 holiday season. Okay, first up, Barry Liner Grant, founder of The Memory Circle, a platform that makes space for loss. Barry's an author, designer, mom of two, and lover of bad words. Joining us from Chicago. Hey, Barry, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I miss you. I really miss seeing you.
And recently, one of the most exciting things is that I am the official chief grief officer trademark.
Oh, I saw that you trademarked that.
Yeah.
Well, I am adding that to your intro, chief grief. Oh my God, chief grief officer. I love that. And you trademarked it. Wonderful. Oh my gosh. You just inspire me all the time. I do call myself the chief love officer, but I have no TM next to it.
Do it.
I love it. Well, what you're doing for people and loss is something phenomenal. So if anyone is experiencing any loss, whether it's currently or in your past, even preparation, your memory circle serves so many people. And what is so interesting is what this podcast is about today is about about loss, because we're going into this holiday season and there's so many things, so many traditions that we can't do because we can't gather. So that is a loss for people. But what we're trying to do today is to uplift the spirits, and because we've got rainbows and sunshine ahead, right? And
absolutely.
And so what I want to know from you is, what is it that you're going to miss this holiday season? And for you, you celebrate Hanukkah, correct?
We do.
Okay, so what are you going to be missing, but what are you going to be adding to as a new memory to your holiday tradition?
I have suggested that we, you know me and my writing, I have suggested that we exchange family letters with each other.
That's beautiful.
I have done a lot of work this year in the memory circle, and a lot of learnings around just what happens to the body when we write.
Yeah.
So when we create these, yes, but also when we create these imaginal relationships, whether they are with someone who has passed, so you may be missing somebody this holiday season, it creates the feeling in your body as if you are together neurologically.
Yes, I understand
scientifically.
That.
And so, you know, on this day, maybe it's, dear mom, if you could see my girls, if we could be together, what does this Thanksgiving mean to you? Or what does this Christmas mean to you? Or what does this Hanukkah mean to you in writing?
Yeah.
And I think an account of looking back on this tumultuous and yet memorable year is just something I want as a sort of keepsake. So yeah. I say, go to pencil and paper too, not on the computer. There's something hand to paper that's really gorgeous.
Right. Well, there is nothing like a letter. It costs nothing, right? It costs absolutely nothing. It is the most beautiful giving of your time to someone, and it is the most beautiful giving of your time to yourself. Because like you said, that oxytocin just rises in your blood, and you are sitting with the person that you miss. And whether that person has passed or that person you can't be with because of the pandemic, writing them that letter.
This is universal grief that we're experiencing, just being apart from loved ones, just being able not to, thinking of different ways that we can actually offer a hug, that we can actually offer connection.
Exactly.
I think, and even if you don't deem yourself a writer, there are just beautiful things to say, a keepsake. So maybe it's what you're thankful for. Mm-hmm. In a note, maybe it's something that I've really been inspired by lately. I read a book that talks about small delights.
And that's what you are. You are a small delight. That's exactly what you are.
I just think it sort of ignites an awareness of even the smallest thing that can bring the largest amount of joy, of happiness. And that's what we need.
Right.
I would also say slipping a note to a stranger, the person in that you see every day, your barista, the person who today I left the doctor's office and I thought, what an amazing experience. I really should write Northwestern. Everybody was so cheerful and
Isn't
hopeful.
Nice?
And but it really crossed my mind, like, just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah,
it makes you feel so good. It makes you feel so good. I love that idea. When someone really has captured your heart for whatever reason, whether they've provided great service, they looked at you with a smile, they served your coffee just right, whatever it is. Listen, on the way downtown today to the Mystery Street Recording Studio, I was blasting my music. It's great weather. This is not December. We're in November while we're recording this. Saw just a woman standing there on the corner needing money with a sign. Mm-hmm. And I just gave her $10 and gave her a big smile and said, God bless you. And she just looked right in my eyes and said, thank you. And there's just times where you just feel like if you can do one thing to make someone's day better, writing costs you nothing.
Yeah. And just this week, both of my girls, one is away from home, Emma, and is 24, and Quinny, who's
Rockstar.
16. And Quinn and a friend had walked into Target and noticed someone homeless outside and wrote and asked if she could buy water and some protein bars. And I was like, of course.
Yeah.
And then they started chit-chatting and the woman asked if they would come back and visit, that the girls were so friendly and had connected with her. And then it wasn't even a few hours later that Emma said, someone who she had connected to in New York during I want to call them riots, but they're certainly not riots.
The protests?
Protests.
Yeah.
Thank you. kind of riots. Protests. They met someone who needed their help, and she's remained friendly with him, and he has never had a winter coat and needs a winter coat. So there's so much
goodness.
So if we can't be with our people this year, think about the people
Love
that
the
you can
with.
Be with that really need you. So reach out to charities and just make it a Thanksgiving of giving.
Ah, perfect. Well said. Thanksgiving of giving. That is what the 2020 holiday season is going to look like for all of us. And I love that. And write the people that you love, and you're writing to yourself too, which is the greatest gift. Barry, thank you for your warm hug this morning. And you are just a tiny itty bitty delight of love. And I adore you. Happy Hanukkah.
I love you. Thank you.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Bear. Okay. Bye. Okay, next up is my friend Melissa Xiong, a self-described creative doer and explorer, mom of three, finder of sea glass that you cannot even understand the talent that she has, and always says the most thoughtful words. Melissa, hi, what are you doing this holiday? What's your tradition you're living without, and what are you supplementing it with? How are you?
I'm good. That's such a sweet introduction. Thank you.
Oh, you're literally, I called you a prophet on the last podcast I was on. Did you hear me say that?
Yes. And I was so touched. So the entire day I kept on reminding my kids that I was a prophet.
You are a prophet. You're my prophet. So
I do love that.
Oh, you're such a delight. Okay. So
I guess for this holiday, it's not so much, I don't really have a lot of traditions. So it's not something that I feel like, traditions I can't keep. I am starting something new this year. Ooh. So for me, as a single working mother, right. And I'm also someone who do not like to shop. I don't like to shop for fun. And I wish I did, because I could probably, accessorize a lot more. So I'm changing my ways this year.
Okay.
By taking the time to support small local businesses.
I love it.
And also support direct artists. So that's what I'm doing with every gift I'm buying. And I'm going to have a story.
I love it.
With it and how I found them and who they are. I just think there needs to be more meaningful intent and just purpose.
Yeah.
And so with everything that has happened, I just want to be able to support these businesses that are really struggling.
Oh, that's so wonderful. You are an artist. You are, like I said earlier, very creative. You manage people's lives in such beautiful ways. Your clients ask you to do things from organize their life to organize beautiful parties and spaces, and this is you are literally taking your people to heart, fellow artists, fellow independent business people, and asking for and going to them for the gifts to give a beautiful story to people that you love. I love that. That's a great new tradition.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I try to say that I'm a treasure hunter because I know there are things out there and you just have to look for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, I've walked beaches with you many times and you find the sea glass and I don't. So you are 100% true. I love the small business. I love supporting Black-owned businesses. I love anything that isn't like your typical, okay, order that. Love Amazon, trust me, love them. But that is not something that we always have to do to support the small, the little guy where people are really, truly struggling. So what I'd love to do is give me some of your resources and we'll put them in the show notes, because if anyone can support their local businesses, even more so. So thank you, Melissa.
Oh, I will send you my list.
I love it. I love Melissa. I want to be on your list and I want your list because your list is always on point. Melissa, thank you for your time. Are you celebrating Christmas? Does your family celebrate Christmas?
I am celebrating. I am. My kids will all be home, so we'll be under one roof, and I'm just excited to have that.
That is there's nothing better, right? Under one roof. I'm glad that you guys all can be together, because I know so many families can't, and that is in itself a blessing.
I agree.
Thanks, Melissa, my prophet.
Thank you,
friend.
Sally Lou.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll see you this week. Okay.
Sounds good. I'll see you then.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Whitney Reynolds is next, host of The Whitney Reynolds Show, which just went national. Yay, Whit. Let me hear you. Are you excited?
Woo!
There you go. So excited for you. She's a mom of twins, Marlo and Atcher, and I can only imagine the Christmas morning at Whitney's house is pretty fun. Joining us from Chicago. Hey, Whit, how are you?
Hey, it is so weird whenever people say nationally distributed hosts. Yeah. I mean, I still am just like,
oh, I just got the chills.
I know, me too. I got them again. I hope I never lose that feeling.
You won't. You will never lose that feeling. It is so embedded in your soul and in your body and your everything. And I'm so proud of you because I've watched you from the beginning and here you are and you're just getting started, first of all. I know this is a big deal, but you are so just getting started. So
I'm super pumped. And you are one of those people that have always believed in me. And I have to tell you, like, there is no doubt that I'm taking all of these memories along with me and we're fueling something really incredible as we launch on this new market.
I'm so excited for you. The Whitney Reynolds Show, everybody. It is a show where you literally tell people's stories that are really tough so that we can help others, which is really what that's my whole platform. Like, tell your story, heal others. That is what you do on the show. And it is beautiful. So now we're just talking about the holidays because holiday 2020 is a little rough. And I know that you have a lot of holiday traditions. You celebrate Christmas. So what tradition are you going without this year? And what tradition will you be supplementing it with? What new memory are you going to be making with your family?
So I was thinking about this question, and really, this is a whole new crazy year for Christmas for Team Heiner. And it's my married name. So that's what I call our family is Team Heiner. And we are actually, for the first time ever, going to be in our home on Christmas morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like normally Santa. You go to your family.
Yeah. Normally we go to the family in Oklahoma or we go to Pittsburgh or we go to Florida.
Right.
And, you know, we've always done that since I've known Dave, since I dated Dave, we have always been going to someone's house. And this year has taught us that our little nuclear family is really something special and that we have built this, like, you know, for a long time. And I don't know when the switch happened for you. You always see your family as like your parents and then you and then your kids. But then it's like little switch has happened this year of like, wow, this is our little tribe.
Yeah.
This is our memory making. And yes, we are going to see our family after the holiday, but like Santa is coming to Chicago this year. And I could not be more thrilled to enjoy it in my home just with us.
And you know what? I hate to tell you, your kids are going to be in charge because they are. And they're going to be like, mom, dad, we like this tradition. So you're going to probably end up doing it even when the world opens up, but you'll find a way to be with your family either before or after, you know, your extended family.
Yeah, because that's what this has kind of taught us, is we're going to start going out the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's all because of this pandemic that made us kind of reassess what we wanted. And then also, it's so funny because, you know, our kids, they're 4, but they know, they've seen a lot of Zoom calls going on, Zoom interviews. And the newest joke around our house is our elf on the shelf, which his name is Frank, but normally Frank comes right after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But mom in 2020 has been having weekly Zooms with Frank and I've been delivering some ups and downs. So the joke around our house is, oh mom, please don't Zoom with Frank. They get in trouble.
That's so cute. I love it. You know what? We got to use what we have. Right. So I love Now, have they put anything together with like, okay, mom, we're in a pandemic, how's Santa going to get here? Or is that not crossed their mind?
Their big ask is that we are going to leave out extra masks for the reindeers because they're worried that the reindeers won't be safe. You know, and because I tape segments in my home, we have had to navigate during the pandemic with having people in.
Right.
And we hired this company where they come in and like literally do a COVID cleaning in and after tapings. And so the conversation has even come up, is SD coming to after Santa comes? and they, you know, it is such a hoot that they know all this.
They're very intuitive.
Yeah,
they're very intuitive. Exactly. Well, you've shown them great. You're an incredible role model as a mom, and you're showing them that you can, you know, launch a national talk show in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, who does that, right?
Well, so. And you know, it's so crazy thinking back on this journey, because when my show initially got picked up here in Chicago on NBC 5.2, it was during the recession. So something about me and the time when the world needs a little bit more hope is kind of our game changer for when we do things for the show.
That.
And I, you know, people are needing these stories more than ever. They need to know that no matter what they're going through, they're seen and they can get through it. And they can maybe one day use that as an inspirational token for somebody else. And beautiful. So there is no accidents that I am honored to launch in a pandemic in January. And hopefully there will be even more hope on the horizon come 2021. But we are here for our viewers, and you know, we want them to know that their story matters and that we can get through this together. So wonderful. I'm kind of excited to be in this sphere of like just really when people are at home and needing that extra hope, saying, we got you.
We got
and
you. We got
yeah,
you.
That's what we're about. Yeah.
Thank you, Whitney, for bringing the joy to people's lives. We need it. We miss Oprah. So now we got you. So thank you. Oprah's doing plenty of stuff. I shouldn't say that we miss her, but we do miss that 4 o'clock time. But
yes, exactly.
Yeah. So will you please, when I know you're going to be so busy with your national show, but I really want to have you on for the hour in 2021. So I will call your people and arrange for that. If you could say yes, I would be so
I
grateful.
Am your people. You just call me anytime you want, sister.
You are my people.
Yeah. And to all you parents that are listening, don't forget to leave the carrots, the cookies, the milk, and the mask.
Exactly. I love it. New traditions, keeping hopeful. Thank you, Whitney Reynolds. I love and adore you. And Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas, girl.
All right. Thank you. Next up is Cheryl Jackson.
This is Cheryl.
Cheryl Jackson.
Sally Lowe.
Hey.
Honey. I can just see your big smile right now, and I love it.
I can see yours. Yay. Hey, Cheryl. Action Jackson.
Sally Lou Love Me.
I miss you so much. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Oh, same here. God. But you've been bringing so much love and joy to the world.
And
I've just been following you and admiring. I was like, she just was serving Oprah, but she had her own platform. And this had,
It all works.
Doesn't it?
You too. So let me do a quick little intro, and then we're going to get some serious loving in here.
Let's do it.
Obviously, Cheryl Jackson, which we love to call Action Jackson because that is her name, founder of Minnie's Food Pantry, which is a charity she founded in honor of her beautiful mother, who I got to meet and get to know, the late Dr. Minnie Hawthorne Ewing, where she has provided over 9 million meals for children and families with love and respect. She is a mom and a grandmother to the gorgeous Camille and Amari. I just basically call you Santa Claus. So join us from Dallas, Texas. Hey, Action Jackson, how are you?
Sally, I'm good. And those numbers that you talked about,
are they growing?
Now we're at 15 million meals.
Wow.
And I have 4 grandkids now. So it's Camille, Amari, Brayden, and Isaiah. And got more on the way.
Wow.
So it's a good thing.
Well, there you go. This podcast needs a producer, damn it. Oh, my God. 15 million, not 9 million.
Yes.
And 4 grandchildren. Well, this means I need to come to Dallas and see these beautiful new blessings in your life.
Yes,
wow.
Ma'am. Anytime.
Oh,
we welcome
goodness.
You with love.
I
of
miss,
course.
You know, I for anyone listening, the hospitality I had in Dallas was one that I will never forget with your family, your community, your friends, your supporters, your donors, all to Minnie's Food Pantry when I was there for your 5th gala, and then again on your 10th.
Yeah.
And
yes.
you're just bringing love to the world. You don't understand the word no, and it is yes, 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 yes.
Right, I'll block it out.
And you just are in your purpose. You have no fear. Mm-hmm. You're just you're just serving souls through food, yes, but through your heart. And
it's just growing.
And you've gotten so many beautiful stories written about you because of the very fact that you are in your purpose and you're doing God's work. So
Thank you. That's why
you're Santa Claus.
Thank you. I'll take that all day.
So I want to spend an hour with you at some point on my podcast. But for this is just a check-in with my favorite friends who are spreading love, who are givers, who love their families. And in the midst of this pandemic in 2020, what traditions are you unable to keep, or a tradition you're unable to keep this year? And what are you filling that up with? You know, what's the new memory that your family is going to be making?
Well, you know, Sally, that's a good question. And I'm still struggling with, will I not keep it? Because our family is saying we won't have our traditional games and hugging. And I mean, it's like they spend the night before and we wake up to games at 8 o'clock in the morning until midnight.
Right,
seriously.
Right.
And we eat all day long. And they're saying that there won't be that this year. And so if there's not that this year, then I'm going to write letters to all of them and I'll put them on. Yes, I'm going to send hand letters because you don't get that many these days.
Right.
And I'm going to also post my letters on social media. So for each member of my family, there's like 14 people that I have to write these letters to.
Right.
But I'm going to, because I can't be with you, this is why I experience. So I want them to know what I'm missing. So I'm probably going to cry the entire time I write it.
You will.
Because... yeah, right. Because every one of them brings their own thing that makes you say, I missed that this year. From the laughter with the heads back to you're cheating because we're playing a game and I won. Whatever it is, I'm just going to write it and I'm sending it to them in advance so they will know for the holidays, this is what I'll be missing.
Right. Well, that's so beautiful. Earlier in the podcast, my friend Barry Liner Grant, who is a writer and talks about how writing is healing, offers the same kind of tradition that she'll be adding to as well. So I think this is a key thing here, everybody listening. It's writing letters to the people that you love and reminding them how much they mean to you and the little things. It's the little things like, you know, Camille telling you you're cheating. I mean, that is beautiful, right?
I know, right?
It's like, no. Wait, what do they call you? What's your...
Gigi.
Gigi.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Gigi, you're cheating. I mean, you just, you always want to be able to have that, right?
And it's you do.
It's hard not to have them.
It is, Sally Lou, and we are family. We play hard. So we literally bought a belt. So whoever wins gets to keep the belt for that year, for the next year, or until our next get together. I mean, that's how we get we have a title belt, whoever won the most games. Oh. So it's not just that's the kind of family we are. So we're very competitive.
So who's keeping the belt this year?
Well, that's what I'm going to say, because I am the matriarch of the family. Yeah. I'm also asking if they will just let the belt sit at my house until we can get back together again. That's my last final sentence.
I love it. And how are you going to be handling food and the families who are in need at Minnie's Pantry, and how have you been handling it through this pandemic?
Sally, great question. When we started, we were normally serving 3 days, 4 days a week. We went to 7 days a week. Wow. Last year we served 2,100 families at Thanksgiving. We have 4,100 families that have signed up for a Thanksgiving meal. So we're open on the days that we're closed, which is Tuesday is our only day that we're closed now. And we're actually here working today to try to meet this this need. And we had to cut the list off. And it's just getting frightening because there are people who never thought they'd be in this food pantry line that... You know, it's horrific. It's horrific.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just want people to know it's okay not to be okay. You know, you can ask for help from their loved ones. And I want people to really ask people, how are you doing? And then stop and look the person in the eyes to say, really, how are you doing? Because there are donors, Sally Lou, that we've had that have donated $100,000 to Minnie's Food Pantry and goods or whatever the case. And they are here in my office saying, my lights are turned off.
Wow.
I mean, they've exhausted all of their 401k, et cetera. So, you know, we need to make sure
it's everywhere.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. We need to make sure that we're really actually present in the moment and fill that moment with love, your word.
The love.
Fill every moment with the love. We need it right now.
Well, your team down there, I mean, with Erica and Zoya and of course, my friend Marisa. And I love watching all of that love happening. That's why I got on a plane on your 10th anniversary and said, I got to see this. This is really, truly what you're doing. It's really totally about love. It is a love story. It is really in honor of your beautiful mom.
Yes, ma'am.
And you grew up having, you know, you had moments in your family where you needed a meal. And now that is what you're doing, which is why you're in your beautiful purpose. And
yes, ma'am.
I wish you, a Merry Christmas.
You're going to be
working hard because you are Santa Claus.
Yes, ma'am. I went up to Christmas Eve. We asked Michaels to paint our parking lot to make it look like snow, and it'll be a drive-through giveaway for Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is beautiful. You're beautiful. Thank you for choosing me.
Well, listen, I always choose you, and I can't wait till next year in 2021, Christmas 2021, when that that Jackson belt can be won by someone in your family, and who is the winner that gets to be the champion. And thank you for being a champion for all of us. So
same to you, Sally Lou.
Cheryl
thank
Action
you.
Jackson. All right. So all good right. to hear your voice. Kiss same everyone down there in Dallas for me.
Yes, yeah, sending you love. All I right. love you, Sally
love
Lou.
Love you back. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Cheryl. My sister Cindy is next. Cindy
Linville. And of course, I have low battery, which is always the case. It's just my natural persona.
It's not even noon. It's just about noon in central time. It's okay. I'll give it to you. It's 1 o'clock your time. I love that your battery is already low. You're just burning through it. Hi, Sam.
Am I on something live?
Yeah. No, it's not live. It's all, it's being recorded. It is just not live. This will air in December. And those of you listening, it's December. Okay. Hi, Sin.
Hi, Lou. I know it's so nice to talk to you.
I know. I'm going to give you a little intro here.
Thank you.
This is my sister, Cindy, everyone, who is running low on her battery, but trust and believe.
I'm plugged in.
But no, trust and believe, her energy is more than anyone could ever imagine. If you know me, you know my energy is high, times it by a billion, and that's Cindy. Anyway, we have so many traditions that we have kept for Christmas over the decades of being siblings, and it all moved to her house once it was no longer at our grandparents and parents' house. Cindy is our chief holiday officer. When she's not raising money for schools and education, she is whipping up the best holiday every single year for our family. She is a mom of three beautiful girls. Cindy Linville is in the house. Hello, Cindy. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I don't know whether I've ever been introduced, especially by my sister. It's very nice to be very nice to you. I do take entertaining seriously.
You do.
Because I just want to have fun.
Right. And you are nothing but love and fun, and your parties are phenomenal in every way, from the spirit in which you're giving of the party to what we eat, to what it looks like, to the environment, the venue, all of it. So this podcast is really about me reaching out to people I love who are givers, who are fun, who are creative, who have, you know, holiday in their blood 24/7. That is you. And like, I'm coming to your house. Like,
I know you are.
I'm coming. I don't know.
It might be a little different.
I don't know how. Well, that's the point. So now we are in a situation in this world that we live in, holiday 2020. Of not being able to have some of the traditions that we have. And there's, you know, there's a chance I won't be at your house, God forbid, right. But I hope to God I am. I already know the answer, but I can't wait for you to explain this. But what are you missing out on this year? And what are you going to replace it with? A new memory, a new tradition.
Yeah. So we've been in Princeton for almost 30 years. Yeah. And when Christmas came about, I was raised in a family with my sisters and my mom and dad who loved Christmas.
Right.
And so we had gotten very friendly and very close with two families. And we literally, Christmas Eve, sat in we called it our music room because it had a piano that no one knew how to play. And right. And we sang. We had the kids sitting on the staircase. Small staircase. It's an 1800 old farmhouse. Right. And we sang carols.
Yeah.
And flash forward 30 years, we kept this tradition, but we kept adding people. And one of the things I like to do is add people, just like you, Lou. I like to add people. Like to bring them into my circle. I like to take care of them. I like to give them fun.
Yeah.
And it's an really grown.
You give them an experience.
Yeah. And it has grown to over 150 people. Some of these young kids that started 30 years ago have been married or having children. Right.
They have their own kids there.
Right. They have their own kids there that they bring. As we've got to know the community at Princeton, we added younger families. I like to be friends with younger people. We have a lot of, it makes me feel better.
Right.
So it really became a thing and a really big event. And it wasn't really that there was anything special about it. We literally had, it was a mosh pit. There was, everybody was running around. The kids were going crazy. Everybody came
dressed
up. Well,
your chili was pretty phenomenal.
My chili was good. Yeah. We kept everything the same. We kept the same menu. It was very standard. It was chili and cornbread and chicken fingers for the kids and mac and cheese. And then we would retreat into what we fortunately built at some point during that 30 years was a big barn that became the center for the caroling.
Right.
And what I think was the most fun about it, which gave the experience, was we didn't, first of all, people used to go to house and carol, and that was always a cool thing. We did that as kids. So that tradition had been lost.
Right.
And so we were caroling, we would carol in the barn. We had a piano player.
Right.
But more importantly, I would just sort of free fall it and assign different people to sing. So I'd be like, okay, anybody who's a father, get up and sing. Right. Anybody who's under 10, get up and sing. And the biggest thing that everybody waited for was the 12 days of Christmas.
Right.
And if you got the 5 golden rings, man, you were.
It's always the King family.
Can I swear on this? Yeah. It was always the King family. But 5 golden rings was like the killer.
That was
so flash forward. And one of the things, it's been so wonderful. We've sang going to the chapel as people have gotten engaged. We've welcomed births. Right. I mean, it's really a remarkable.
It's a celebratory night.
It's a celebratory night.
Yeah.
And every age group loves to come to it.
Right.
So one of the things that is the hardest about this year is we just can't possibly do it in a COVID world.
Right.
So I was fortunate enough to have 2 daughters get married in the past year and a half. And
I was there.
Yes, you were there. And talk about events.
Talk about parties.
About feeling good.
They're pretty awesome. Still not over them.
Yeah. But shout out to Amanda Savory and Julie from Little Sisters New York City, Creative Little Sisters New York City, and Amanda from Bespoken. They were our wedding planner and our event designer. And I reached out to them this year and I was like, guys, can you help a girl out? Like, what do I do? How can I do this? And we really did explore Zoom. And we actually, they talked to the guy that produced the CMAs via all pre-recorded stuff.
Of course they did.
Of course they did. And we came up with sort of a plan that could maybe make it work. But it would all have to be pre-recorded video. Evidently, you can't sing live on Zoom. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
So,
it's really hard.
After me creating a paperless post that was going to invite everybody, I had to put the kibosh on it. It just
you
wasn't going to be worth it.
How did that feel?
One of the hardest things that I could ever, ever do in my life. I never say no.
Yeah.
I never, ever say no.
Yeah.
And I don't like to give up on things. That's not in my nature.
It isn't.
So I think what
are you going to
do?
Well, first of all, it's coming back as soon as the world opens up.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's not going away.
For God's
right?
sake. Okay, no, good. It's not going away.
Okay.
So I think what I might do is send out a paperless post that says exactly that, like, we're coming back stronger than ever. And just, you know, sort of to acknowledge my caring for the people who are invited and part of my circle.
And I would say,
I think I will probably do that.
I would say if you can get video from the past to include a little clip from, you know, especially the 12 days of Christmas, like just put it in your little paperless post. I don't know if you can do it in paperless.
I don't know that you can do that, but that's an interesting thing.
But maybe
that's
maybe it's an email. Maybe it's a pretty email that you do. And just for everybody to have that little piece of video and knowing that you're coming back.
And, you're such a producer.
You know, I try to be. I just talked to Cheryl Jackson and got all my facts wrong. But other than that, I try.
Yeah.
So, okay.
But I also know that we will designate a time prior to Christmas, probably Christmas Eve, when my family will be in the barn, and hopefully your family will be in the barn, and our mom will be in the barn, and we will sing our carols. We will definitely sing our carols, and it will be something special. So I love you, my dear.
I can't wait. I love you so much. I can't wait to be in your barn. I've been there once or twice before, in good times and bad.
Yes. Sally Lou, COVID. Spent COVID in my barn.
But it was a beautiful place to recover, and I can't wait to sing my heart out. And I love you, and Merry Christmas.
I love you. I love you for everything you're doing, my dear, to make this world a beautiful and loving space.
I've got some fun news to tell you. I'll call you later. Bye. Love you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my goodness. It's Paolo Presta. I have so much love for you, Paolo. Paolo.
Hi, Sally Lou. How are you?
Hi, honey. How are you, Paolo Presta?
I'm doing good.
Oh, you just make me so happy. Thanks for picking up and joining this little snippet of a podcast. I want to have you on, obviously, for the hour soon. And, you know, we're going to talk about that. But, okay, so for my listeners, and I'm just going to introduce my friend. You probably all know him because if you know me, you know him. Paolo Presta, host of A Spoonful of Paolo, an online talk show that is now in its 10th season. I had to ask him. I'm like, is it 9? Is it 10? It's truly amazing. Paolo gets guests like Carol Burnett, Oprah Winfrey, Hillary Duff, you know, no big deal. He's from a big, loving Italian family, and I can only imagine that holiday traditions go way back in the Presta family. Joining us from Chicago, hey, Paolo, how are ya?
I'm good, Sally Lou. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I know. You know, the life is really, we all feel a little lifted with the election under our belt and really love and hope going forward. I have followed you through this, and thank you for all the love that you have provided, and just really excited for 2021. But here we are in the thick of 2020 holidays. What are you going to be doing for your holiday celebration that is a new tradition for you, because you can't do the things that you've always done in the past? Now, I've seen you celebrate your mom's birthday by a motorcade.
Yeah.
Like everybody showing up by car. So I can only imagine you have things planned, things in store. So tell us a little bit about what the holiday looks like for you.
Okay, so there's two things that are going to be changing this holiday season for my husband and I.
Okay, Patrick, usually
every year we take a photo with Santa, Patrick and I. Obviously, that's not going to happen because Santa will not be here. So we decided for this year, our holiday cards, we decided that we did a Photoshop where me and Patrick will be in a photo with Santa, but it will be social distance, with a plexiglass and everything. So it's really cute. I've seen it. So maybe he wasn't really there in person, but to Photoshop it and put on the card, it's cute. Keep it alive and make people happy and put some cuteness into it.
Is there a mask? Are there masks on or off? Because it's...
Well, we're 6 feet apart from Santa Claus, but Santa in the middle, he has his mask on. Right. And we even have our... And so we're kind of far away. So we don't have our mask on, but Santa does.
Right.
And we're outdoor. And that's all I'm going to say because you're getting a card in the mail.
I can't wait. I want
you to be surprised when you get it.
I'm so excited. Oh my goodness.
So that was the first one. And then for the second one, usually on Christmas Eve, we go by my cousin's house for the last 15 years. And she has all of my family and my parents and everyone. Right. Obviously, that's not going to happen. So I spoke about it with my husband, Patrick. So we think having maybe my mom and my dad, we'll have them over. And for the first time, we'll host Christmas Eve and keep my parents and keep our distance with them. But we'll host it in our apartment here in the city in Chicago, since everybody else will have their own family, my siblings with their own kids.
Right.
So we thought, so they're not alone, we'll do that. And it will be something different. And, but just trying to change it up a little bit to not make my parents feel so lonely and kind of make them feel included with just Patrick and I. So that's what we decided.
I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I am actually going with my husband and our girls already live on the East Coast. Our son will be coming with us as well. He's in college here in Chicago. We're going east. And so we will be staying for the month in an Airbnb close to my mom's house so that we can go and quarantine and then be with her so that she's not alone. And of course, our tradition is to be with my sister and her family, which we do every year. And hopefully we'll be able to do that as well. But, you know, we really have to really care for our parents and our grandparents who are definitely at risk with this, you know, coronavirus, but also at risk of being lonely at the holidays. So we really, you're doing it the right way. And that's beautiful. I love
that. Yeah, I just want to make sure we don't put anyone in harm, you know, because you want to be extra cautious. It's like you said, you don't want to keep spreading it and spreading it. So we thought maybe not having the other siblings and the other kids, and this might be okay, just having them two by themselves, you know, and it just be us four, you know. So we're just trying to do the things the right way, but in the safe way, and, you know, and still kind of celebrate the holidays and Christmas, but just be extra cautious.
Extra cautious. So how big is your family gathering normally? Like, what are the numbers?
So it's usually like we're between just my family. It's like about 50 people with the kids and everyone, my siblings and the in-laws. Yeah, usually it's like that. But it's like, you know, it's just like
and
every
what
family.
Okay, so you go to your cousin's house and what happens? Like are you there all day?
We go to my cousin's house. So we're there. It's just me, my sister, her family, my parents, and we're with my cousins and their entire family. And then we're there for a couple hours. We open gifts and, you know, we have a whole dinner and dessert. Yeah. And then we usually leave when we go to midnight mass all together near my parents' house. So that's changing too at the churches as well, because there's only so many, you know, limited people inside the church. So just my parents will be going alone to church, and then Patrick and I will be going alone to our church. And that's
good. So you're able to actually physically go to your church?
Yeah, well, as of now, we're going to Holy Name Cathedral Church here in the city downtown. And as of now, there's only 200 people who can go to that church because it's huge in the inside.
It's huge.
So it's just, if we can get in, I don't know, because Christmas Eve, Christmas Day is like, you know, very popular. Obviously, a lot of people go to church. So if not, then we decide we're just going to watch it from online. Just stay home and watch it from online then and do that then.
Well, I think that's what we've all realized, that being home is the safest place to be. I will not be home, but I will be at my mom's home. And I just, I think that your parents will be very, very happy being with you and Patrick, so much so that they might say, hey, let's do this next year.
I know.
I'm just saying they might love it. They might love it.
They probably will.
Well, I look forward to your social distance card.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see you in person. I have lots to talk to you about.
You got it.
All I can say is love wins, Paulo. You know
Amen
that.
Amen to that.
You
100%.
Know that. All right.
100%.
Merry Christmas. Keep spreading
Thank
joy.
You.
Love
Thank
you so much.
Thank you and your family.
And to yours.
Kansas.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Next is New York Times bestselling author and founder of Haven Writing Programs, Laura Munson. So here you are, my friend Laura Munson, a New York Times bestselling author and founder of Haven Writing Programs. Oh my gosh, I fell in love with your most recent book, Willis Grove. And then I met you and fell in love with you. So I'm so happy you're on this call. You have the most beautiful way of weaving in story to your traditions. I can't wait to talk to you about what you've got going for your holidays. You live in Montana, mom of two. You are super cool. Hey, Laura Munson, how are you?
I'm great, Sally Lou. Hey, all of that right back at you. It was a love, immediate sisterhood, kindredness. And I'm really honored to be a part of anything that you're creating.
I thank you for saying yes. This is just a potpourri of people that mean a lot to me, who are givers and creators and love of good traditions. And I think as we approach these holidays in this world that we're in of 2020, which has been such a hard year of so many challenges, I think that all of us are finding ourselves with like, oh, what are we going to do for this holiday? And so we're having to create new traditions because we have to say goodbye to some that won't work in this pandemic, but they'll be back, right?
We hope so.
Yeah, I hope so. So I want to know, paint us that beautiful picture that you've got going on in Montana and what you won't be doing, but what you will be doing.
Okay, well, I have to say it's as if I waved a wand and brought in picturesque mountain living right now, because as we speak, there are these gentle, big, fluffy snow flakes falling to the ground, and my farmhouse is covered in about 4 inches of fluffy new snow, and it's just a beautiful, it's not winter. Yeah, so I live in a really picturesque town, and it's a town where a lot of people come to ski or see Glacier National Park in the summer, called Whitefish. But there are a lot of in this town who live here year-round, who have been here for about the last 30 years, and who mostly didn't grow up here, but who've chosen to move here, raise family. Yeah, and so we have a special bond, because for the most part we don't have our families here outside of, you know, our families of origin don't live here, and so we've become our own family. So here's the tradition that probably can't happen this year, not even probably, it won't happen this year, and that is that every single year since these kids were in diapers, and they're all, you know, either seniors in high school, in college, or graduated from college by now, there are four families that get together at my house every year right before Christmas itself, and we have this same party every year.
Yeah, because
they were little. And it's I make the same two soups every year, so it's totally informal. And I make the same desserts every year.
Which are? And what are your two desserts?
I'm more interested in talking about the soups
interested in the desserts.
I mean, I do. I make these cookies that are with browned butter, and so they. They're like sublime little like spoon cookies, and mostly just lots of little things, like finger food. So it's very, very casual.
Yeah.
And we usually do like a chocolate fondue thing going on too.
That's fun.
So we all come together, and when we built the house, we put the kitchen in the middle of the house.
Perfect.
Because that's where everybody wants to hang out, right? And so then I created like a big kind of banquette, like you're in a restaurant, and all the kids just pile in there. Even now they're all like six feet tall, and we catch up, and and what's so great about it is that after dinner, we've all kind of had a one-on-one moment. We've grabbed that with one another, whether it's kid to kid or parent to kid or parent to parent.
Right.
And in many cases, we haven't seen each other for months.
Right.
Well, then we play Celebrity, and that game kind of like charades in four ways.
I know Celebrity. We call it the bowl game, because we put the celebrity names in the bowl. So we just call it the bowl game. It's my favorite. Hey,
totally. And what's really fun about that game is that the kids can play when they're really little, because we would put the names of people in there. And, you know. And anyway, so, and it's just, we laugh. And then at the end, we play the piano and sing Christmas carols. And that's not going to happen this year.
Yeah.
On a Zoom call, right? Because that part of the joy of it are those little impromptu moments.
Right. This is exactly what Cheryl Jackson was saying, how she was saying, you know, those moments when you're playing games and your grandchildren look at you and like, you know, Gigi, you're cheating. Like, that doesn't happen on Zoom. You can't get that moment, right? So, so what will you do? What will the new tradition be that you're bringing to your farmhouse in Montana, in Whitefish, Montana?
Well, luckily, my two children will be home, and so for all the holidays, starting with Thanksgiving. And I think that they're, you know, we live on acreage, so we'd like to have bonfires, and that way we can have really nice social distanced parties. We might have a small gathering in place of it, but one of the things that's inspired is for me to get my grandmother's piano, which is what we always use for the Christmas carols, fixed. It needs some service done to it. It's from the 1960s. And so a fellow is coming over this afternoon. He's going to pick up the action inside the piano.
Wow.
He's going to do his shop. He's going to reconstruct it so it's brand new. And we have committed, we all can play the piano a little bit, and we've committed to just having a family sing along with the piano. And that's something that's very symbolic. It's like the heart of my grandmother and the heart of the house and all that singing and all those memories.
Oh, see, all those traditions steeped in the history of your family and the fact that you are now going to be able to create that just with your own small unit is beautiful. I also love that you say, I make the same two soups. I just had my sister on we call her our chief holiday officer, and she has this huge Christmas caroling party that started with just, like you said, like four families, and then started, just grew and grew and grew. And she can't have it this year, but she makes the same chili, the same cornbread, the same mac and cheese. And it's like, that's what kids really are like, okay, where's that same menu? Because that means so much to people. You know, I mean, food is so important. And if you change up the menu, it's like, wait, that's not the tradition. So I love, will you still make the same two soups and the same two, you know, cookie recipes for your own kids?
Well, in fact, I already made that soup and froze it the other night. And my daughter was over and she said, who's all, and I was making all this homemade bread, like so many of us are these days. And she said, who's this for? And I said, it's for us because, wow, you know what? We're gonna keep tradition alive. We're just not going to make a lobster version of the soup. We'll just have it be smaller. And, but I think that, you know, I think that so many families, are just going to have to rearrange the way they do tradition. And in many cases, families won't be together. And that's really hard. So I feel very fortunate that my kids will be home.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, really hard time. But we're getting through it. And I know there's going to be lots of spikes, but, if we can keep our small units tight and together, we can try to keep those spikes down. So, and you know, hopefully 2021 and hopefully for sure 2022 holidays, we'll be back to what we once knew. And we'll probably love the traditions that we're bringing in this time, and we'll have those as well. So I thank you so much, Laura, for painting that beautiful picture as the snow is falling on your land in Whitefish, Montana. And one day, I promise, I will come and visit you. That is on my to-do list, wish list.
Everyone should see Glacier National Park. And because you're in Chicago, all you have to do is jump on the Empire Builder and you will wake up in Whitefish, Montana. How about that?
I am taking the train. Okay. Let me write that down. Empire Builder, please. Okay. Me and Val, we're coming for you.
You are welcome anytime, Sally Lou.
Laura, keep writing your stories. Your Willows Grove got me through my 18-day isolation. When I tell you I ugly cried at the end, it was like COVID was coming out of every orifice of my face because I still had it and I was crying so hard. I was alone. But it is a beautiful read. So for anyone listening, read Willows Grove, especially if you're a woman in midlife.
Yeah. Well, the paperback comes out March 2nd, 2021. So I'll be doing lots touring then too. So if people are waiting hardback, it'll be coming out hopefully in a bookstore near you, but definitely online on the 2nd of March.
Wonderful. I can't wait till we're both back on the road again. Can't wait to see you next time. Thank you for your time, Laura.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Sally Lee.
All right. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye-bye.
My dear friend, yoga teacher, Lululemon ambassador, writer, storyteller, mom of two beautiful boys, and a recent equestrian?
Yes.
Margo Lightburn is joining us from Portland, Oregon. Hey, Margo, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks, Sally Lou. So good to talk to you.
Just hearing your voice always makes me so happy. And I will say the greatest thing that for me that's happened for this pandemic life that we're living is that I am actually doing yoga with you, which I never thought of before. I never did it because it wasn't in my mindset because I would go to the live classes. And now I get to hang with you virtually, but it feels pretty cool. So I'm grateful.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for that.
It's been really amazing to reconnect with people through doing the live classes online.
Yeah.
So like everybody's always had choices when it comes to downloadable content, but right. with COVID, and because when I moved from Chicago to Portland, everybody who's listening,
yeah.
Because I had such strong connections to my students in Chicago, I started teaching FaceTime yoga. And so, and then I would often do Zooms with multiple people.
Right.
And this is 5 years ago now.
I know. And you were a pioneer.
So, yeah. And so when COVID, oh, thank you. When COVID hit, I was like ready to sort of hit the ground running with it. And it's been so amazing to reconnect with people who really, you know, they just like found their yoga with me. And then what happens is people realize that they don't have to lose that yoga with that particular person that they really vibe with.
Right.
And like, just like you and I, right. you know, you're like, right. I don't, I mean, you like, taught I'll me yoga. Go to these.
You ruined it for me because no one will ever, it's like working for Oprah. Like I can't work for anybody else. Like you ruined yoga for me because you are the best teacher spiritually, technically, friendship wise, like all of it. Like I cry every time I'm on the mat with you. And so for me, this has been the greatest reconnection that COVID could give us. And I almost think that is the gift of the pandemic, that we have learned to reach out and connect to the people that mean the most to us and connect with ourselves. Like we yes. spend a lot of time alone, you know, we got to reconnect yeah. with ourselves. So
I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. And I agree with even like pausing and looking at how we are spending our time mm-hmm. and like, you know, with my kids, while there's been way too much screen time, so I'm not going to front and act like there hasn't been a ton of screen time,
yeah.
but because there's been so much screen time, it's forcing me to be like, listen, all screens off, we're going to sit in the living room together and we're going to read. And I never would read with my kids before. I mean, I exactly. read to my kids, but I didn't sit in a room and read with them.
Right.
And right. so there's like these new traditions that are happening because of this reflection.
Exactly. So speaking of new traditions, what are you unable to do this holiday? You celebrate Christmas, correct?
Yes.
What are you unable to celebrate, to you know, what tradition are you unable to do this holiday, but what tradition are you replacing it with that's brand new that you've never done before?
You know, it's such a good question. We're still kind of figuring Christmas out. Yes. We might actually, my dad and my stepmom retired to Puerto Rico during the middle of the pandemic.
Oh, interesting. I like their choice.
And right, exactly. And so we might actually go to Puerto Rico, but a tradition that we always do is we have crab legs on Christmas Eve. That was something that I did growing up as a kid. We would always have like a big crab leg feast.
Right.
And so so I have been keeping with that and planning on that. I even did it for my husband's birthday. Mm. It doesn't maybe sound cheesy. Maybe people get it, but there's something about a meal that you have to handle with your hands
yeah.
that slows things down yes. that like, sorry for my vegetarian friends out there. I'm more on the pescatarian side.
Right.
And also sorry for my Jewish friends that don't eat shellfish.
Right. Cover it all, Margo. But
there's something, right, exactly. There's something about crab legs that's like so fun because when you open a crab leg and then you get like a big meaty crab.
Right.
You're like, look at the one that I got. Yes, right. exactly. So there's something about having to struggle and handle your food then that's not just presented and then wolfed down and eaten.
Yeah, well, it's communal.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
And you put the paper down, like the newspaper, maybe craft yes. paper if you're yep. fancy.
And, it's messy.
And we used to have these oyster crackers because my grandparents used to do, and at this very moment, I don't remember, was it Christmas or was it just in general? But we used to have crab feasts at their house, and it was always newspaper with the crabs all over the table. But
I love it.
And beer. We got to drink beer, and even if we weren't of age. And we had these oyster crackers. They were like round balls, and then we dip it in horseradish and cocktail sauce. Oh, they were so good.
Oh, my gosh.
They were so good.
So good.
And Ballantine well, you beer. Just,
yeah, you just added something to the menu for yeah, me.
Find some oyster crackers.
we also do artichokes because artichokes are my favorite. And so anything for me that's like you have to pull and wrestle with your hands. And like I make monkey bread every Christmas. And so for me, it's like it's about being embodied, you know. Yeah. And so even when you're eating, you can be embodied in the moment by really connecting to even just the food,
right?
You know,
so you're and gonna make keep it, that tradition. You're going that's something that you will have, but your new tradition might be to go to Puerto Rico. Are you gonna fly? I mean, I guess you have
we'll definitely have to fly.
I'm not very good at geography. I'm pretty sure from Portland, Oregon, you can't drive.
You would have to fly. Yeah. So
I have a feeling there's water involved. Anyway, go on.
So that would be the new tradition, is going to Puerto Rico. And like you said, I'm not mad at that tradition at all.
Right.
New tradition. But it's still kind of, it's complicated. It's still trying to figure it out. And, and so if we do end up staying home, I think we'll stick with some of our tradition, less people, because normally we have a couple friends and, family members that come. And so lots of FaceTiming. That is definitely a new tradition as well. Like even my parents, who are less technically savvy, understand to go straight to FaceTime now, because
instead of a call, right?
Yeah, because why not? Right. Why not just see each other?
Right.
In the bathroom.
Exactly. We finally taught my mom how to not have it on the ceiling. Like, it's hysterical. Like, it's so funny. Lower. No. Oh my.
Yeah.
And then what we didn't know is she didn't know where the camera was. So that was the problem. So it's so funny. And she's pretty savvy, but she's, FaceTime is the key to life. I remember being a kid in my parents' garage. My dad had a car phone, a huge car phone. I write about it in my book. Yeah. It's like this huge car phone. And I remember saying, like, wouldn't it be so cool if we had picture phones one day? And Steve Jobs gave us picture phones, right?
So exactly, it's like, right?
Wow. And it does really help. There's nothing like being there, but if you can't be there, you know, FaceTime is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Well,
it's interesting to me that there's like the youth. Sorry, this is the last thing I'll say. It's interesting to me that the youth, like my kids, they don't even use the phone in the phone. They go straight to FaceTime.
Yeah.
Like that's totally normal for them.
Yeah.
And and so
they would never make a phone call to their ear. They would do FaceTime.
Right.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. God, how quickly things have changed, right?
It's so quick. It's like a snap. And your boys are, how old are you? How old's Kingston now? How old are your
Kingston
boys?
Kingston is 10. He'll be 11 in December.
Wow.
And then Shane just turned 20.
Oh,
He's my stepson. So, but he could totally be my, By age, he could be my own child.
Right.
Some reason, I feel like when I tell his age, I'm like, I don't have a 20-year-old, but I do.
But I do. But you do. Well, I can't thank you enough for taking time to just give us, painting us the picture of what it's like in Portland and your traditions. And I hope that you get to Puerto Rico. That would be pretty cool. And I also hope that you do some sort of holiday yoga. Of course,
I'll put
the notes where everyone can find you. But your yoga practice is a gift to me, and it is a gift to every person that has ever experienced Margot Lightburn.
Oh, so thank Margot you Kellison so much, Lightburn. Sally Lou. Yeah,
so,
both work.
Love and light all day long.
Love and light. Here we are.
I love you, Margot.
So good to talk to you.
Thanks for taking the minute out of your day, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Sally Lou.
Thank you so much. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Danielle Port.
Hello.
Danielle, hi.
How are you?
Yay, how are you? This is Danielle Port, everybody.
Well. Oh, hello.
Danielle, a children's picture book author, mom of two, lover of kindness, and I love this boxed brownie mix. Yum. Oh my gosh, Danielle, it's so good to hear your voice, and I want to know what is happening in your house this Christmas.
This Christmas is going to look a little bit different, and I'm thrilled to be talking to you, and I'm glad that you are doing well, and I'm happy to report we're doing well too.
Yay, I'm so glad.
we're going to continue doing the things that might be the hard things to make sure that we continue to stay safe. And more importantly, our extended families stay safe.
Right.
Usually my husband and I, we host what we call Christmas Jammy Christmas Eve, where we have both jammy sides of time. Our family over. Everybody has to come in pajamas and we have a really nice dinner, china and all. Right. But everybody must wear their pajamas.
I love it. So fancy on the table, but casual on the body.
Exactly. It's like your Christmas mullet. Right. Business in the front, party in the back kind of thing.
Right.
And this year, unfortunately, we're not going to be doing it.
Yeah.
But it's all for a good reason. We decided also this year we've been able, our boys are 7 and 5. Mm-hmm. And this year has given us a lot of opportunity to really drive home the parts of teaching the kids empathy and looking out for others.
Yeah.
And how, yes, we wear masks. It's not only to protect ourselves, but more so protect others that we come into contact with.
Yeah.
And so this year we're extending that through Christmas and really getting the boys involved. So instead of hosting Christmas Eve, we are taking the money we would normally spend on that. Mm-hmm. And we are looking up different local shelter organizations here in our area and getting their necessity lists.
Wonderful.
And we're going to work with our boys to create care packages for those in need this holiday season.
Well, that is a perfect, beautiful way to end this podcast because you're the last person I called. So I can't think of anything more beautiful than to take the tradition that you once had and use the funds that you used for that tradition to give to others. And what a beautiful, beautiful lesson for your boys. And it will probably be something that you will continue, I would imagine, finding, you know, even when you get the tradition back of jammy time with all of your family, you'll probably, your kids will be like, okay, what are we doing this year? Who are we serving? Who can we help? I guarantee that will happen.
That is the ultimate goal. Yeah. We've been adopting a family at Christmas time for the past several years since the boys were little. And as they get older, they have questions. They want to know things. And it's a wonderful time for open discussion and learning different life lessons that aren't just important now, but will hopefully shape who they are and who they continue to become and really teach them that they... it's really important to give back and to help those in need.
I'm sensing a book.
Hey, I like how you think.
I'm sensing a book.
Wonderful idea. Noted.
Noted. Well, thank you, Danielle. Will you be cooking anything? Like, what are your traditions that you can do in the house that you always like to cook besides boxed brownies?
Box brownie mix. I'm sorry. You can go to any bakery. You can do anything. You can buy the fancy stuff. There is nothing better than boxed brownie mix.
Nothing.
And I'm telling you, it doesn't even have to be the fancy kind of boxed brownie mix. It is any kind. Oh, so good. So obviously
good.
We'll throw some because my kids love to help with those.
Right.
We usually do some sort of fancy meat dish. Usually Christmas Eve, it's like a prime rib of sorts. So we'll see if we do that again this year. We love a good Brussels sprouts with bacon.
Yum.
And all the desserts. The boys get involved in making Christmas cookies for Santa and putting together their creations for Santa and Rudolph and making sure that they want to make sure that every reindeer has something as well. So we have very large things that go out in front because they want to make sure everyone is taken care of.
Well,
so
leave a mask out for Rudolph because, you know, he's gonna have to go through a lot of masks because it's going to be rough out there in 2020.
Oh, amen to that.
Thank you, Danielle, for sharing
Christmas
tradition.
I appreciate you.
I love your new tradition. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to end this wonderful podcast. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you. So
I appreciate you. Thank you for all you do. Happy and safe holidays to you and your family.
Merry Christmas. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So that is beautiful that Danielle's boys are going to start a new tradition with the family of caring for someone else. It's just the season. That is what this is all about. And I think that if 2020 has taught us nothing, it has taught us that we need to take care of each other and ourselves. And that is the connection piece that we are all benefiting from. Even though we can't be together, we know that connection is more important than ever. And yes, we are looking forward for those hugs, and we are looking forward to the time where we can convene and gather, and it's coming. So let's get through 2020 first. Anyway, my tradition is always been with my family in Gladwin. I'm in Philadelphia now. I am grateful to be here, and I am so grateful that I can be with my 88-year-old mom. We figured out how to do it. We've got an Airbnb, so we've been able to quarantine and test, and now we can be with her safely, of course, at a distance and with masks and all of the necessary provisions of, you know, protecting her as that is our number one goal. But I think as we all go through this, we know that we some of us feel very isolated. And so if you're feeling isolated, I hope that you will be reaching out to people that love you. And if you can't be with them, FaceTime them or talk to them or write them a letter. Like we've heard so many people say, my tradition is the fire station in Gladwin, Pennsylvania, always posts every Christmas Eve a wooden sign that tells us when Santa is coming on his truck. We hear the sirens, we run outside, and they give us apples and oranges and candy canes, and we take pictures, and it's nighttime, and it means that Christmas has just begun. And my kids look forward to it. I still feel like a kid when I hear the sirens, and I hope that the tradition continues because it's outside. So maybe Santa's crew will be a little smaller, but I really hope that I can hear the sirens this year in 2020, because it's just a year we all need reminders of love. So I hope you all have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you're celebrating. And let's get this in 2021, because you know what? Love wins. And that's what we're going to be feeling in 2021. Thanks, everybody. Happy holidays. I have loved speaking with you today, and I want to speak with you more. So follow me on all of my social platforms at Live Love Speaks on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you want more stories like the stories we speak here on the Love Speaks series podcast, go to lovespeaks.com and pick up a copy of my new book, Speak. Love your story, your audience is waiting to step up your speaking game and your human game. Check out my blog while you're there.
Sally Lou Loveman is a mom, speaker, author, former audience producer for The Oprah Winfrey Show, and founder of Love Speaks. Each week, Sally Lou and her crew have a conversation about how love speaks in their lives and how it can speak in yours. From kindness to composting, no topic is off limits. If you need a community to kickstart your heart, you need the Love Speaks series.
Thanks for listening. Your love speaks.